Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday morning, 1 week away from the big Thanksgiving holiday, November the 17th, 2022, 19 minutes past the hour, 31 degrees and hazy skies here in the Marion area. We thank Joey Jaws Chestnut, the most decorated competitive eater in the history of the world, for joining us in hour number one. I know we talked a lot about him this past summer when he won the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest back in the month of July, around July 4th. So it was good to talk to him, get his eating style, and hear that he's coming to Ohio next Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, to eat the Frisch's Big Boy Pumpkin Pie, 24 slices in 3 minutes. Now, do you think he'll be able to do that? That is 8 slices per minute. Do you think that's possible? Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Or if you have anything you'd like to comment on with the Joey Chestnut interview, give me a call. I know there was a ton of interest when we talked about that this past July. 740-751-4038. Can you eat 8 slices of pumpkin pie in 3 minutes? Big deal. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Chip. How you doing?
Good.
Were you up this morning listening to Joey Chestnut?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Hey, 24 pumpkin pie. We made it.
I know. You think he can eat? Do you think he's going to do it next week?
Yeah.
You think he's going to do it? Now, Chip, I've seen you put away some food. Do you think you could give him a run for his money?
No.
You don't think you could do it? Chip no. Jaws. We could give you the name. Would you like the name Jaws, Chip?
Yeah.
What's new, Chip? You getting ready for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
What are you going to do this year?
Let's go candy house again.
You're going to... Well, whose house?
Candy house.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Now, how are things over at the store? Busy for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Now, you work tonight, right? You work 5 to 9 on Tuesday and Thursday?
Yeah.
Marion's favorite courtesy clerk over at the Kroger South location, right, Chip?
Yeah. Good basketball game at Fieldtown. Come see me next Saturday.
Next Saturday, you're going to be at a basketball game?
No, last Saturday.
Oh, last Saturday.
Yeah, at Fieldtown. Come see me.
Oh, how did you do?
Good.
So you're out there playing basketball?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. So, are you getting ready for Christmas?
Yeah.
What's your favorite food on Thanksgiving?
Cookie.
Now, do you like cranberry sauce?
Yeah.
Well, it's a week away. I bet you're getting excited.
We watched CNN last week.
You watch CNN?
Yeah.
What was going on CNN?
Tim Ryan get beat.
Yeah, Tim Ryan did get beat. Now, did you like that or not like that?
Yeah, me like that.
Oh, so you were for J.D. Vance?
Yeah.
Well, hey, nothing wrong with that. Well, Chip, it's good to talk to you. If I don't talk to you before Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving, but call in any time.
Have you talked to Santa yet?
Have I talked to Santa?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen him yet, but hopefully in the next week I will. Do you want me to give him a message for you?
Yeah, give me Oxbaker stuff.
Oxbaker stuff, like shirts?
Yeah. Yeah.
What size shirt do you wear, Chip?
3X.
Now, T-shirts or sweatshirts?
T-shirt and sweatshirt.
Now, is there anything else you want for Christmas besides that?
No.
Okay. Well, if I see Santa, I'll let him know.
You play Christmas music yet?
We will start the Christmas music next Thursday night, Thanksgiving night.
Next Thursday night?
Next, a week from today.
Okay.
Thanks, Chip.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Now, Chip listens to us through his smart television, so we're always glad to hear Chip. Now, there's a Marion celebrity for you. He's the number one bagger at the Kroger South location out by the mall. They are on Tuesday and Thursday from 5 to 9 p.m., and a dog that works for, I believe it's the fire department, is named after Chip. So there you go. 740-751-4038. When Joey Jaws Chestnut, the most competitive eater in the history of the world, now isn't that a big title, when he rolls into Marion, or not Marion, when he rolls into Cincinnati next Wednesday for the big pumpkin pie eating contest, do you think he will succeed? 24 pieces of pumpkin pie in 3 minutes. That's 8 pieces of pie in a minute, per minute, for 3 minutes. What do you think? 740-751-4038. Or did you learn anything from that interview that was fascinating to you? Now, I do want to remind people that the Fruitcake Toss is coming up, our big event, December 15th at 7 p.m., and we have got a lot of entrants into this already. We've got Sarah, we've got Judy Cressup. Sarah, I guess, is bringing a carload of people, 3 other people. Pastor Whitaker, Buckeye Guy, Fruitcake Lily, Ralph Thacker, who was the first Fruitcake Toss champion, Dono Bauer, last year's Fruitcake Toss champion, who currently holds the record, Glenn Coble, Brandon from the studio, Angie, Sheriff Bales, Terry Tackett, Sean Kraft, Linda Sims, myself, Lieutenant Brown from the police force, Fire Chief Chuck Deem, former Mayor Jack Kellogg. Who else is on the list here? We've got Jack Kellogg. We've got Dr. Davis, who just won a seat on the County Commissioner's panel. James Anderson, the naturalist, and a whole host of other people will be in this year's Fruitcake Toss. I believe we're up to 32 people. On that note, does anybody have any information on the Fruitcake Contest, any updates on the Fruitcake Toss Contest? Give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. Anybody you would like to enter, anybody you've heard back from, anything in regard to that contest, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038, 26 minutes past the hour. You know, I wonder if there was ever a fruitcake eating contest. I can't imagine that would go very well. You know, we've got this fruit quake, Q-U-A-K-E, Mountain Dew at this point, which apparently some people are addicted to. I have no idea why anybody would ever be addicted to that, but that's showbiz, as they say. Let's take the phone call here. All right, go ahead, caller.
Scott, it's me.
Hey.
Well, I heard from a couple.
Oh, okay. Who'd you hear from?
Mayor Schertzer is a yes.
Oh, Mayor Schertzer's up. Mayor Schertzer is in the Fruitcake Talk.
And she said, if nothing comes up, you'll. And then Judge Edwards called me, and he said yes.
Judge Edwards is in the Fruitcake. Now we got some judicial power in the Fruitcake Toss.
Yeah, I told him, well, I tried to get the police and the, you know, fire department, somebody. But I did call, I called Judge Fredericks, but he hasn't got back because somebody, I don't think it's Judge Edwards, somebody gave me his name last year, but I'm not for sure if I called him. I don't have his number down on that list, so I don't think maybe I did. So there's two more.
Well, that's very good. You know, Judge Edwards, I think, was on the front page of the paper yesterday.
Yes, he was. I like him. I've talked to him before. He's nice.
Yeah, well, I'm glad he's in. And Mayor Schertzer, first year for Mayor Schertzer, and we might have dueling mayors because we've got Mayor Kellogg and Mayor Schertzer in this.
Yes.
Now, Mayor Schertzer.
Jason Schauber, I can't get a hold of him. The number, his machine doesn't say anything. I don't even know if it says leave a message. So I'll try to call him of evening. I know he's busy. I don't know what he does, if he farms or what.
Well, tell you, we're doing very well this year. It seems I don't think we've had any no's, have we?
Mary Ellen.
Well, Mary Ellen, yeah. Poor Mary Ellen.
Yeah. I know. And George Kasotis, but he's going to come early, you said.
Yeah, I believe he's going to come early. I'll see him next Wednesday. He's coming in for the pumpkin pie pizza. And I'll see him, and I'll talk to him that day to see. He was going to check to see if he was going to be out of town that day.
I think I had about 13 to call. So I've got just a few to hear from.
Any word from Jim Ganahl or Colleen Marshall?
No, and Jim Ganahl, when they put you through, you have to go through those, you know, like four or five, this and that. So one time, I don't know if it was Colleen or I think it was her, the operator, like, came on. I pushed that one, and she sent me over to, I think I called that 263-4444, and I left a message, so...
Wouldn't you love
a different kind of prompts for you to push?
Wouldn't you like to see Big Jim out there throwing a fruitcake?
Yes. What about that other news guy that is from Marion? What's his name? He used to be on Channel 4.
No, Bob Nunley, but he's not. He's ill. I think he's doing okay, but I think he's under the weather.
Oh.
But I'll tell you who might do it, and it's up to you if you want to call him or not, or anybody else out there listening. Ben Gelber. Who's been on with me a lot. Now, he's at Channel 4 with Colleen. Now, he might be interested in that. But Jim, I think, is who people would really want to see out there tossing that fruitcake.
Probably. Is Ben the weather guy on Forks? See, I haven't seen this those channels for quite a few years now. So
yeah,
my far stick doesn't get them.
Yeah, Ben's been there for a while. And, you know, Jim and Colleen... I'm sure they're getting them. I'm surprised they haven't called back, though, because they're very good about calling people back. Maybe they're just trying to see if they're going to be available that day.
Well, I don't want to call them more than twice, so maybe I'll give them another call here, because it's really a month yet, and just less than a month. So.
Less than a month. Yeah, we're at 28 days, but wow, that's great. Mayor Schertzer and Judge Edwards in the competition. That brings us to 34 people. The list is
34.
Growing.
Yes, and then I was going to tell you, I don't know how much of the paper you see, and yesterday they've got, I wanted the people to know, downtown Marion, they're going to have a Christmas parade, and starting December the 2nd, clear through the 17th, they got events, you know what I mean, stuff happening.
Well, I'm glad to. I'll tell you this, I was in downtown Marion this morning, I had to take my car down there for some repairs. And they've got it beautifully decorated down there. The trees in front of the Treca building have colored lights on them. There's a tree decorated in Founders Park. There's white lights on the poles downtown, the streetlight poles. It's very nice looking downtown, I got to say.
Well, my car has to go in for tomorrow, so maybe I'll get a ride by and see. Who did you take your car to? Is it somebody...
No, I do. I tell you where I have been going for a while is B&M down past the palace. I found them to be affordable, and they've done a good job.
They're in a white building.
I think so. Yeah, they're just down past the palace.
Well, when I had that old O's, 91 O's, I had taken it there once. But I've tried a couple, and I tell you, the last time I had something, I had to take it I took it to two places, two times each, and then I just ended up taking it to Chrysler because I think between those places, I think I spent $1,000 and the part it needed was only $375 is what Chrysler charged me. Maybe it wasn't quite that. So,
you know, car problems are the pits.
Well, sometimes I got it back. It was worse than before. When they don't fix it the second time, I don't go back to them again.
Well, I just needed some brake pads and a brake light change. So hopefully they can handle that. They said it'd be ready at 2:15 today because I dropped it off this morning about 7:30. So we'll see if it's done at 2:15. I'll report back about this tomorrow morning.
Maybe I'll check them out because last January, I always tell them to check my car and stuff. Well, this place put the front brakes on. I guess I needed a ball joint. It was, I think, $1,003. So then when I went to Logan Tire and got my tires, I asked them, you know, about if they knew a good mechanic, and they sent me to this other place. And do you know this other place did the same brakes from January to June? And I don't, you know, go off that much one time. Then it cost me, it was close to $500. So they did the brakes within, what, a six-month period? And I spent about $1,500. So I'm going to get that bill, and I'm going to both of them. This is stupid. I mean, the first time, I didn't notice anything wrong with them, but when they say, well, it needs brakes, you just take it, it does. So I'm trying to find somebody. I used to go on Silver Street to that Mr. Hicks and up on Main Street to JT up there. And then I went out to that auto place down by the mall. And I never had to take, you know, a car back twice. It seems like anymore they can't even fix it the second time, so.
Well, if they leave me without a car tonight, I will not. I hate being without a car. When you live alone, you know, you never know what's going to happen in the middle of the night. And I hate the idea of being without a car. So I hope they're true to their word at 2:15.
Yeah, I might. Well, I'm going up to Precision to take mine up there. I heard somebody a while back on your show mention them, so.
Yeah, I know somebody called in and said Precision did a good job.
Uh-huh, so I'm going to take it up there. So, okay then.
Yes, good to hear. Hey, thanks for the help with the, hey, by the way, did you hear Joey Chestnut? Do you think he's going to eat all that pumpkin pie?
I don't know, I just heard a little bit of it. See, when it's not something that I need to stay close, I don't hear much of it. I'm somewhere else doing something.
Well, he's going to be next Wednesday down in Cincinnati. He's got to eat 24 pieces of pumpkin pie in 3 minutes. Do you think he can do it?
Well, how big are the pieces? Is one pie, can they cut it in 10 pieces and he can eat it? Or,
well, I think they're regular.
Four slices?
I think they're regular size. They're Frisch's. Pumpkin pie, so however big those slices are.
I don't know how big restaurants do, you know, I don't think they do, like, if you get a pie, you cut it like four, and I think they cut it a little bit smaller, but, well, he's used to, I think, from what I heard, doing that, so he can probably do it.
Well, I tell you what, we will have the report, because we'll be on the air next Wednesday from 8 until 12, so as soon as we hear what has happened, we'll let everybody know if he accomplished it, because he's doing it at 8:30 in the morning.
Oh, my.
So tune in next Wednesday. It's going to be big.
Okay.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go. Late breaking news. Mayor Schertzer and Judge Edwards are now in the fruitcake toss. Brings us to 34 people. I tell you, I don't know if we're going to be able to have it over on South Prospect Street, where numbers are getting gigantic. I might run for president. It's gigantic. It's huge. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have anything to add to the fruitcake toss? Well, hey, you know what? It's competitive. Forget about Democrat, Republican. We've got Mayor Schertzer and Mayor Kellogg, who both have served 16 years as mayor. Which mayor is going to throw the fruitcake the farthest? Now, Mayor Kellogg competed last year, so he's got the experience edge, but Mayor Schertzer's got youth. So what will happen? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What an event it's going to be. We've got all the big wigs, the sheriff and Lieutenant Brown from the police department and Buckeye guy. You can't count him out. He's a big guy out there. Football man. James Anderson, Ted Jolliffe, Dr. Davis. It's going to be a big political mixer that night. Now, remember, the winner gets a Claxton fruitcake. You get a plaque, courtesy of Bob Welsh from Columbus, Ohio. He's bringing in a plaque for us. And Bob's in the fruitcake toss, by the way. First-time fruitcake tosser. We've got, what else do you get that day? A certificate. saying that you won the fruitcake toss and dinner on us. I don't know if it's a pizza this year or if it's a meal somewhere. I don't know, but you'll get some kind of food if you win the fruitcake toss. So a plaque, a certificate, a fruitcake, and some food if you win the fruitcake toss. Now, I don't know if Bob's going to bring in some people. Maybe Bob will swing over and grab Ted Williams and Governor Strickland and bring them in. I don't know. 740-751-4038. Do you have any thoughts on the fruitcake toss? Or is Joey Chestnut going to eat 24 pieces of pumpkin pie in 3 minutes down at Frisch's in the Cincinnati area next Wednesday morning? 740-751-4038. All right. What else is on the agenda here? There was something else I wanted to... Oh, I know, downtown Marion. I was downtown this morning, and boy, they've done a good job of decorating down there. I have to give them a kudo. Tip my Cubs cap to them. I don't know if anybody's been in downtown Marion recently, but it was still dark this morning when I was down there, so you could really see the lights. They've got the lamppost decorated beautifully, white lights. And then they've got the colored lights, which I prefer, in the trees in front of the Treca building down there. And some colored lights on some of the pine trees in Founders Park. So it looks great. So for all these Christmas events downtown, looks like it's going to be a great atmosphere. We're always very appreciative of the work that downtown Marion does. Has anybody else been to downtown Marion and have anything to say? I think they're doing a great job down there. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. The 17th of November, 1 week away from Thanksgiving, 40 minutes past the hour here on WGH Talk. You know, I think Ryan, one of our longtime listeners who works over at, I think it's an assisted living center. I don't think it's a nursing facility, but he works at an assisted living. Now, he hasn't decided yet if he's going to enter or if he's just going to come and watch the fruitcake toss, but I'm sure we'll know as time goes on. And I do want to send out well wishes. I ran into at the grocery store the other day, John Heimlich, who's a longtime listener to this station, and his wife Carolyn, who played piano music for us last Christmas Eve morning, I believe it was. Carolyn is going through some therapy right now, but they do listen, and I do appreciate that. So, John, I hope you're out there. Hope you're having a good day. John, are you going to come out and toss a fruitcake? And we wish the best to Carolyn for a speedy, speedy recovery, as well as Mary Ellen. Don't forget, in 6 days, next Wednesday, God, we've got so much going on here. Next Wednesday, I'll be in the studio, and we're going to have pumpkin pie pizza. My goodness, the first ever pumpkin pie pizza. George Kasotis, Linda Sims, myself, and a special guest, and Bob Welsh will all be in the studio next Wednesday from 8 a.m. till noon. A little pre-Thanksgiving celebration, and we're going to have pumpkin pie pizza. Now, allegedly, there's a fruitcake pizza in the mix as well. I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole, but it will be coming down the road, I guess, as they say. All right, phone lines again are open, 740-751-4038. Has anybody been to downtown Marion and seen what they've done? Got to give them a kudo. All right. Oh, we want to mention this as many times as we can. We got the word from a listener, Kevin. Don't know if Kevin's out there this morning, but Kevin sent us the information last week that the old certified on Main Street, which was closed, pumps taken out, and a lot of people thought was going to be demolished, is not. Busy Bee Convenience Store is going to be opening up there. The sign's up, but other than that, I don't think there's any information at this point on the Busy Bee Convenience Store over on, I guess it'd be South Main, wouldn't it? South Main Street. Del Taco, we have no idea. It's listed for sale. If you got a spare $3 million in your couch cushions, you can buy the Del Taco. We don't know what went wrong there. All kinds of problems, but it is what it is. Charlie's Philly Cheesesteak out here in the Cursed Building, where Popeyes and White Castle was. Now, I call it Cursed because those businesses don't last there, and I don't know why, because it is a good location. So who knows? Any news on that? Or is Bath & Body Works open out by Kohl's? You know, they moved from the mall last month. I would think they would be open with the holiday sales coming up next week. But does anybody have any information on Bath & Body Works? And Bell's outlet store is open out by Kohl's. And we have heard that they're good. The only thing I've heard is that they're low on stock right now. But that could have changed because, trucks come every day. So there you go. That's the rundown. Anything else anybody wants to add to that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 43 minutes past the hour. You know, people are getting sick. I've mentioned it all week. Gee whiz. Everybody's got a cold. Not major sicknesses, which is good, but everybody's got a cold. Everybody's got a runny nose. Everybody's got a sore throat. Everybody's got fevers. You know, I honest to goodness, you just need to wear a hazmat suit if you go out at this point. 740-751-4038. Christmas Story House is up for sale. Cleveland Landmark. Now, do you think, they haven't listed a price on this. Do you think the Christmas Story House will sell for more than the Del Taco here in Marion? Del Taco is something like over $3 million. Do you think the Christmas Story House in Cleveland is worth $3 million? I don't know. It's not a big house, and it's not in a great part of Cleveland. It's certainly not in a metropolitan area. If anybody's got any thoughts on that, they can give me a buzz. So there's a lot of topics. 740-751-4038. From Busy Bee Convenience Store opening up where Certified was on Main Street to is Bath & Body Works opened up out here in the Kohl's Plaza. I know that plaza has a name. It's not called the Kohl's Plaza. What is it called? Let's see. It's Legacy. Might be Legacy. I'm getting... Have a live audience in the studio this morning for the program. I bet you didn't know you did that I did radio in front of a live studio audience. Yeah, Legacy. Is that right? Can somebody double check me on that? Is it Legacy Crossing? Now, what is it? The plaza is the one where Burger King is. That's the plaza. And then where Walmart is, I think that's called Eastland Town Center, something like that. And then is Kohl's called Legacy? Is that right? 45 minutes past the hour. If you know these answers, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Somebody who drives the roads a lot, I guess. And we did have a Family Feud question the other day that we had one answer left. So, you know what? Maybe we'll try this for 14 minutes. What event usually needs a large arena? Now, we've got concerts, sporting events, festivals, and weddings. But there is one answer left. The number four answer is left. What event usually needs large areas? Now, remember, we've got concerts, we've got sporting events, we've got festivals, and we've got weddings. But there is one answer left. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, I do want to let people know that Voice of a People with Linda Sims will be on at 10:15 today. And Adam, the computer guy, at 12:15. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Scott, I'm going to say birthdays.
Birthdays. Not birthdays, but a good guess.
Okay, I got a thing here.
Oh, okay.
And Wednesday's paper, downtown Marion, they're going to have a parade, and it says people light up your cars. I guess you can light yourself up, put lights around you. And they got a neat write-up. And then from the 2nd through the 17th, they've got events, you know, different things that's happening. So when I give that to you, if you want to read it, you know, to the people, let them know what's happening, because they got quite a few things.
I'll do that. So is it next Wednesday or the Wednesday after?
December, the paper was this past Wednesday. But they've got, like, I think they're having days to shop downtown. I glanced at it. But they want people, I guess, bring your car. They got a VW, they said, entered. And it says, like, put lights on it. I guess, like, somehow light it up. And I think it said even yourself, and I thought, well, you could put lights on your dog, too, I guess, if you wanted to take it.
Christmas comes to Downright.
And it tells where they're starting and all that stuff, but it gives the dates and, you know, and then if you want to read it to the people so they'll know, because I know a lot of people don't get the paper. And the parade, let me see, it's going to be Saturday, November 26th at 6 p.m.
November 26th, so that'll be next Saturday.
Yeah, and it's not very far they're going. I forget where it is. There, I don't know if it's Greenwood Street. Yeah, there. It's E. The parade begins at the intersection of Center and Greenwood Streets through downtown to Prospect Street, and then it turns on Prospect Street, and it ends up at Founders Park.
Well, sounds good.
Yeah, I got a few papers, so I'm going to try to get them out to you today.
All right.
They'll be over there today.
If I get them today,
bye.
I'll read them tomorrow. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038, 49 minutes past the hour. What event usually needs a large area? A circus from the in-studio crowd here. Studio audience, it's not a circus. The guesses are concerts, sporting events, festivals, and weddings, but there is one answer left. What is it? An event that needs a large area. An event that needs a large area. 49 minutes past the hour, one answer left here. Who's going to slip in with it? I'll tell you what needs a large area. The fruitcake toss. That needs a large area this year, now up to 34 people. 50 minutes past the hour, what event usually needs a large area? 740-751-4038. We've got concerts, sporting events, festivals, and weddings. What are we missing? You know, a lot of people, when we get down to one answer like this, this gets much more difficult because we've had so many guesses. And we have most of the guesses, we have most of the answers have been guessed. So it's kind of difficult for people to get the final answer. But there is one answer left. I assure you of that. Not a dog show. Dog show from the studio audience. Does anybody have a guess here? Not a dog show. Not a circus. An event. Not an auction. Election, no election. It's tough. It's tough. Does anybody have a guess out there? What event usually needs a large area? Concerts, sporting events, festivals, weddings. Those are the guesses that we have that were right. There's one answer left. It's the number four answer on the list. 740-751-4038. No monster trucks. All right, let's see what we got coming here. Go ahead, caller.
I'll see when you put off fireworks.
No fireworks. Good guess, though. No fireworks on the list. What event usually needs a large area? What event usually needs a large area? Oh, the Coliseum. Go ahead, caller.
What about a beauty pageant?
Not a beauty pageant, but a good guess. Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost that caller. If that was you, give us a buzz back, 740-751-4038. Remember, if it just rings, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. 740-751-4038. What event usually needs a large area? That's what we want to know. Go ahead, caller.
Bath and Body Works has been open.
Oh, Bath and Body Works is open.
Yeah, they've been open.
Now, is that Legacy Crossing?
I think so.
You sound like you got
and
a piece of
like
fruit. You got a piece of fruitcake in your mouth this morning?
I'm trying to multitask, and I didn't know if you could tell or not. Thanks for busting me out.
Well, no, I
I thought maybe you were having a fruitcake toss there.
No. Mm-mm.
Did you hear Mayor Schertzer and Judge Edwards are in this?
Yeah. Speaking of the things that's opening and closing, did you hear that they're shutting Marion Manor Nursing Home down?
Marion Manor Nursing Home's being shut down?
That's what I heard, that they're not getting shut down. Let's not misquote Sarah here. Start a bunch of unnecessary drama. They're shutting it down. Like, as in, the proprietors of the business are... I heard a couple different things, but rumor, the resounding rumor that keeps coming back around is that it's going to be a different type of facility, like assisted living.
Oh, really?
But it won't be Marion Manor Nursing Home anymore. And that's crazy. That place has been there since, like, 1967.
Yeah, not a very big place. I would think it'd be very difficult to open up an assisted living.
I used to work there. It's a 100-bed facility.
Well, I mean, but they're kind of small in older rooms.
I'm going to say a yard sale.
A yard sale. A yard sale's not on the list. You think old Chestnut's going to eat the pumpkin pie?
The dude can eat 63 hot dogs, I'm pretty sure he could choke down a couple pies. I didn't realize that was so involved. Like, he said he does exercises and stuff.
Well, that's why I wanted to get him on. I thought there was more to it than just eating.
Yeah, that was really interesting / disgusting, because I could not imagine taking a hot dog and dipping it in a cup of water and then eating it.
Well, that's showbiz. If you want to win $500,000, I guess that's what you got to do.
Well, speaking of eating, I'm going to get back to my breakfast burrito.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Again, we got some phone calls in there. Oh, and here come more phone calls. Just keep dialing if we're on the line with somebody else. Go ahead, caller. Uh-oh. Got disconnected from that caller as well. If that's you, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. All right. Here we go again. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
New Year's Eve party.
Not a New Year's Eve party, but a good guess. And remember, if you're just getting the ringing, this means we're on the line with somebody else, so try back in. 740-751-4038. What event usually needs a large area? Concerts, sporting events, festivals, weddings. That's what we got so far. What are we missing? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say those big churches, you know, like Billy Graham, when they have those big...
Revivals.
I guess your revival. I wasn't going to say that, but I guess that's what you'd call it.
Yeah, no church events, no revivals on the list.
Okay.
No church events, no revivals on this particular list. 56 minutes past the hour here. We'll slide back over to the phones here, I believe, momentarily. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Fishing tournament.
Fishing tournament. No fishing. Now, is Joey going to get the pumpkin pie slices down?
I think he will. I was going to bring that up. That's really why I was calling, but I thought I better have a guess. Yeah, that was a really good interview. I'm glad you had him on.
Yeah, we finally got him on. We talked about it back in July. I'm glad we finally touched base, and he has this event coming up in Ohio. I found him very fascinating this morning.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. I'd like to go down and watch it.
Do you have Thanksgiving Eve off?
Well, there's a chance. If I do, I'll let you know.
Yeah, report to us if you go down there.
Oh yeah, I watch that Nathan's every year. It's kind of gross at times, but it's very interesting.
Hey,
they had that guy that. You know, jumped on the stage last year. That was kind of funny.
And Joey took him down.
Joey took him down, that's right.
He said,
all right, Scott.
Bye-bye. Don't get in the way of my hot dog eating contest, is what he said. Well, hey, we might have a correspondent down there in Cincinnati next week. Go ahead, caller.
A dance party?
Not a dance party, but a good guess. No dance party on the list. What event usually needs a large area? Concerts, sporting events, festivals, weddings. One answer left. 740-751-4038. 57 minutes past the hour here. WGH Radio time. Give us a buzz. We've had a lot of... I tell you, it's getting thin, you know? Mayor Schertzer, Judge Edwards, now in the fruitcake toss. That's a plus. Boy, one answer. It's the number four answer, too. How about that? Studio audience couldn't get it. Callers can't get it. Go ahead, caller.
A rodeo?
Not a rodeo, but a good guess. Rodeo, not on the list, but certainly not a bad guess. All right, go ahead, caller.
Would golf tournament be like the sporting include that, or?
You know, it's a good guess. Not on the list, but a golf tournament's not a bad guess.
Okay.
No golf tournament on the list. 58 minutes past the hour here. We're under 2 minute warning. Really under the 2 minute warning. We're about at the 1 minute warning. Remember, Voice of the People with Linda Sims comes up at 10:15 a.m. this morning. And Adam the Computer Guy today at 12:15. So don't miss any of those shows for love nor money here on WGH Talk. Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com or download the free TuneIn app. Absolutely free. Tune in on any mobile device and search WWGH. You can put that on your smart television, your laptop, your smartphone, your Bluetooth, whatever you got. And you can listen to us anywhere on God's green earth. Go ahead, caller.
How about an airplane show?
Not an airplane show, but a good guess. You know, I was going to give a hint, but we only got 20 seconds, so I'm not going to give the hint. Maybe I'll save it for tomorrow. Remember, I go live 8:15 tomorrow morning, and I'll be on through 1 o'clock. Boy, we're down to the 10-second mark. Well, I hope everybody has a great Thursday. Hope you enjoyed the show. And I'll be back tomorrow morning. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're
call
listening
back tomorrow.
To WGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. From legendary comedian Orson Bean singing the baloney song.
Two Irishmen and a Hebrew once went out for recreation, and they took enough provisions along to spend a week's vacation. But they got lost out in the woods, the nights grew dark and lonely, and at last all of their food ran out, except a piece of bologna. Now one of them said as he picked up a knife, there's no use in us carving, for if we do, there won't be enough to keep us all from starving.